everybody. It is May 25th, 2017. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 61. I'm Chris. We got some awesome people with me tonight. What's going on, guys?
Hello, everybody.
Yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Ryan, did you figure out the audio thing yet?
No.
God dang it. Hey, Ryan, did you watch Total Recall?
How am I supposed to do that? You talked about it like 2 hours ago.
All right. Well, we're not there yet.
I agree.
We're not there yet. We'll get into the Total Recall segment later. So. But since it's graduation time, I thought we should take a stroll down memory lane. I want you all to reach into the deepest reservoirs of your brain power and tell me your thoughts and what happened on the day we graduated. Maybe your graduation was different than mine. I don't really know. Because I don't remember much about my graduation. And since it's graduation time, you know, where people are graduating, what do you remember from it? Give me some shit that you remember about graduation.
Lost my car in the Target parking lot of the Target parking ramp.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Of the Target Center.
What does that mean? Center. You parked there and then you couldn't find it on the way out?
Find
or?
Totally got so excited I couldn't find it for like an hour.
So was this afterwards? You wandered around looking for it?
Afterwards.
Were you wearing your cap and gown? Because I want to see this visual image.
I'm like, where the fuck did my car go?
Somebody's like, you shouldn't have graduated, fool.
So excited.
Right.
Don't let me go downtown ever.
So it was at the Target Center, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
That's not the Metrodome.
No.
Okay. No. So, well, first of all, did anybody graduate somewhere that I didn't?
No.
No.
All right. This should be easy then. We can talk about our experience. Right. Do you remember who?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
College graduation.
Well, yeah. We're not going to talk about high school right now. The only school that mattered.
Nobody goes to college graduations.
Did anybody speak? Do we have any student speakers at our graduation?
Yes.
Ryan? Was that you?
I did not speak.
No, it was Sumbol.
Okay. And do you remember anything
remember
she
her
said?
Last name. I don't know. Something about go forth and
prosper.
Make waves. I don't even remember what she said.
See, like,
I remember
no
she
club.
Spoke, but I don't remember what she said.
Okay.
The challenge with this particular question is that it feels like almost all graduation ceremonies are very similar, and so I went to mine, and then I went to my brothers and my sisters and other people, and all of a sudden, like, they all blur together in one giant sameness of people walk up, grab something, walk down,
sure.
Repeat.
I understand that. So why don't you tell me the feeling of your graduation then? I'm sure you remember that. You don't remember the details, but you probably remember the feeling of your graduation, right?
Boring.
I mean, we had a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was fucking huge.
Graduating class of over 800.
Like a grand.
It took a long time.
I remember a little bit more of the details, because I was in the orchestra, and we were at a play, and I was supposed to play electric bass, because we were playing a disco Beethoven's Fifth. And all I remember is getting over there, and they didn't have any power, so I couldn't play the electric bass. So then I had to kick a freshman off his stand-up bass so I could play the stand-up bass.
Wait, this is at graduation?
Awesome. Yep.
You played something at graduation?
Yeah, we had the orchestra play and the band played.
Is this true? Can anybody confirm this?
Don't you know, McFly, you can't go across water unless you have power?
So I
see them.
There were so many people there, and everyone is making noise. They could have been playing a fucking full-on, like, concert, and I wouldn't have noticed.
It was so horrible. You couldn't hear anything. So.
Okay.
Like, it was so echoey. It was horrible.
I remember sitting with people. Like, this is my memory.
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously. Like,
800 other people.
Hey, there's no wrong answer here. No wrong answer.
Being happy, sitting.
Alphabetical.
There was a sea of people around you, and they had their same shit on, and there was, like,
black,
you know,
cap and gown.
People were generally happy.
Orange tassel.
Does anybody remember anybody doing anything strange or, like, silly or fun during the procession or anything?
No.
Absolutely nothing. I don't either. That's right. I'm sure there's 800 people. I'm sure somebody was like, look at my junk or something, you know, but nobody remembers that.
I think Nate Schaefer probably did something. I think he probably did. I'm just guessing.
Wait, no, he was at graduation. He didn't graduate, did he? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so what I'm getting at is nobody really fucking remembers their high school graduation.
Nope.
All right.
Right.
So I got a second part of this question. Take yourselves back to that time. You're sitting there. What was your plan? Did you have a plan at that point for what you were going to do after high school? What was your immediate plan? And if you didn't have a plan, what was your thought process? We'll start with Adam.
What were your thoughts on God?
Yes.
I didn't have a goal at that point in my life.
Okay, so what'd you do after high school? Like that summer and stuff?
Hung out, played Nintendo. That's about it.
Fucked around.
So I'm just curious, what was your prospects? You're like, what am I gonna do with the rest of my life? I'm gonna sit here and play Nintendo and fuck around, which sounds like a good life, but what was your thoughts, if you could remember far back?
I didn't think that far in advance back then.
So you were just going with the flow.
Yeah, I was a dumbass.
But your parents weren't like yelling at you, like, go get a job or anything like that?
No, they didn't. That's what's weird. Like, they didn't really, they didn't really put pressure on me to do shit.
I think we see what happened to Adam.
Yeah.
Did you have a job at that point? Were you working somewhere?
No, not really. No. I don't think I was.
I love this kid. Your parents are like, go ahead and stay downstairs. We'll pay for your food. Just whatever you feel like doing something, go right ahead.
That's kind of how it worked.
Okay. So at what point in the future from there did you decide, I'm going to do something?
About a week before, semester started at, regular colleges, I looked at the community college, and I'm like, maybe I should do something. Okay. I'll go apply at this.
That happened?
I was a dumbass.
Oh, all right.
Kids, don't do that.
Whatever, it worked out for you. You're a strong male role model. Yeah. All right, cool. What about you, Dave? What were you doing at that time? What were your thoughts for the future, and how did that interact with your life?
Dave and I are in the same boat.
Yeah, I didn't think all that much about that, but because I just didn't. Like, I probably should have more.
No, isn't like a tribunal. I'm curious what people's mindsets were, because mine was made up, so I'm curious what other people were going through and thinking
about. Right. I was of the goal that, things will work out because I will just... I didn't require that much, so, I could do something small and, and I could be happy. I was really concerned about making sure that I did things that made me happy at that point in time. Okay. Which was totally a total kid thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Was to make myself happy. So it's like that's what really mattered. And I think that helped it. And I made sure to have just lots of fun, do lots of fun stuff and live life. And then and then later on in life I was like, it's about time I should, grow up a little bit.
Oh, that's a bad mentality. Never grow up.
Well, not really. I still have the same number of hours in my day. I said 24 hours is mine. 22 good. Hours, that's not enough.
Okay. What about you, Dave, too? Did you have a plan for after graduation?
I did. He was going to
be a bus driver.
Really?
No. No. I knew I was going to North Hennepin in the fall.
Okay.
And I also knew that I had to pay for my own school, so I worked all summer.
Loser. Oh, really? Where'd you work?
Complete opposite. Oh, I was a shift manager for McDonald's.
Oh, fun times. Okay.
That was pretty fun, Adam. Because it would just be like, hey, let's go to fucking McDonald's and fucking make fun of Dave. Oh, with his fucking gear on. It's like, hey, Dave, give us some shit.
So your plan was to start going into college, and you had to make money to do that. So you did the 2-year thing, and then transferred eventually, I'm guessing? Or?
Yep, after 2 years, okay. I got my AA, and then transferred to St. Cloud.
Okay, cool. And was that your intention to transfer to St. Cloud, or was it somewhere else originally? Yeah. Or
no, I didn't want to go to the U because it was too expensive.
Okay,
St. Cloud was kind of the good part where I could pay for it on my own. So.
All right. We got two people who didn't have a plan and one person that did have a plan. What about you, Ryan? What was your thought and plan for that summer and stuff?
I had a plan for college, me and Nares were going to go to the University of Minnesota and kick ass and take names.
Raw dog some randoms, as it were.
How many randoms was that?
Thomas and Fan on the prowl again.
And we, so I knew exactly what I was going to do for school. I think that summer, I don't remember if, I don't think I worked. I'm trying to remember. I don't think so. It's possible. Might have did some refereeing or something on the side, but I think mostly it was like playing D&D and video games and hanging out and shit, I think.
Right.
I honestly, I do. And yeah, I was, had the plan, go to the U, had already done all the research and decided that was the best place and figured out, get dormitory living going on there. It's good stuff.
All right, cool. I was just curious because I don't remember anybody else's mindset at that time. And it's a weird thing. Like, you're like, congratulations, your life is starting. Go do something. Most people are like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
You, Chris?
I'm 18.
You ended up where?
What's that?
What was your plan, Chris?
Where'd you
answer your own damn question. Come on.
Well, I know my answer.
I don't know your answer.
Well, that October, before we graduated, I enlisted in the Marines, and I had planned on leaving right away. So I left June 21st, January, February, March, April, May. Yeah, June 21st. So I didn't really do much in the summer because I was leaving right away. So, but I knew what I was doing. I decided to go in to get college money, which is the first thing they say when you get there. If you're here for college money, you're here for the wrong reasons. I'm like, I guess I'm here for the wrong reasons. Go fuck yourself. So. Okay, cool. Awesome. You guys are great. Thank you for bringing your minds back to that state. I think we got a lot of shitload of stuff to talk about, so let's get going here. This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Okay, what are we talking about tonight? What is going on? What's going down?
What is that awesome music playing? Ryan, is that you?
What are you talking
Pretty
about?
Pretty cool.
Ryan, that music is
the classical
great,
music
man.
That's playing through right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to be able to play music because I think it would be fun to play themes to movies and then have you guys see if you could figure out what they are. While you think of the easy ones, there are some more subtle ones that are kind of tricky, actually, and it would be fun.
Can I just
say
guess,
Star Wars?
Can I just guess the composer? Danny Elfman, and I'm right 90% of the
John
time.
John Williams.
No, John Williams. Right,
James Horner. Oh, yeah, you got it.
Okay, well, maybe you could figure that out for, put some time into the podcast sometime. Maybe you can figure that out for next week or something.
A little bit of effort.
Put a little time in there, right?
I did find the music. I thought this part would be the easy part. I thought I'd just, like, click the old play your music over effing Skype and it would go. But there is no such button.
Nope, there's not.
No.
There's no easy button.
How do you do, like, video presentations over Skype?
We got to figure out how to do that. And we got audio. So what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, you just talk as the video goes on.
You should be able to do presentations over Skype without... I don't know. Anyway.
You can. I'll show you. I'll do it. I'd like to present tonight that Adam's a dumbass. This is a presentation. I'm doing it right now.
How do you do PowerPoint on Skype?
I wonder if I share my
screen. You do PowerPoint on Skype by sharing your screen.
And then you talk.
Yeah. And then you talk.
That happens, yeah.
Doesn't PowerPoint automatically have video or audio? Totally does.
This guy.
What
right
happened
here?
Here?
I'm gonna do this guy.
I'm sharing my screen.
Something.
Hey, look at this. We see everything. See.
What's all this porn in here?
Let's see. Okay.
Deep dongers.
All right. Let me find an audio sound. You know, YouTube. Like, see if you can hear something.
You need a mic to pick it up. And right now, your mic will only pick up.
That's a Spider-Man Homecoming new suit trailer 5.
Can you hear it?
What?
No.
All right. Just check. What if there's a thing when I say share screen that I don't even know how to stop sharing my screen.
I'm looking
at my screen.
Hey, dudes go deep 4. What the fuck's that?
Wow. Yeah.
Never mind. It's all right,
you can totally wrap this up.
It's educational.
Just keep going.
Oh, sweet. I can see myself. I look fucking badass. Sweet.
Look at this. You should be able to see yourself, seeing yourself. No. Does that happen? No. Stop.
Forever.
I'll figure this out. Keep talking.
I'm reversed.
Yeah, so they had the things this week, right, where they talked about renewals or something, or was that last week?
That was last week.
Awesome. So that was my way of saying, what the fuck's going on this week?
It was Epic CW superhero movie season finale week.
Ooh, right? Yeah. Yes. How was it? I haven't watched anything, so tell me how it was.
I thought they were all pretty good.
Yes. I thought Supergirl was really good. I thought they did a really good job. Like, they ended really strong. I thought Flash was really good.
Flash was probably the best episode of the season.
Yeah, Flash was really good. Arrow was surprisingly the last half of the season of Arrow got better.
Yep. It was definitely much better. And there's some stuff that happens at the end of Arrow setting up for next year, kind of like a reboot. So.
Oh, okay. I look forward to it. I tried to watch The Flash. Actually, I'm 3 episodes behind, but I tried to watch it. I fell asleep. I was tired. Not because it was bad quality. I just fell asleep.
Well, and to be honest, Flash has had a pretty up and down year. Some episodes were good. Some episodes were like, what are you doing with this character? So had a kind of a interesting end to it. They dropped a couple hints to what the big bad villain will be next year.
Get out.
Ryan either really loves the Flash or he found something.
Ryan, stop. You're just ruining
up CW time.
Sorry, I just don't...
This is my time. You can have your time
Sorry,
later.
Just testing. And I don't care about CW. But anyways, I'll...
All right, now let's talk about the fucking CW.
Anyway, so Flash did drop more hints.
What happened, Ryan?
What happened?
Must have been that audio that cut you out.
At least you found humor in it. How come my name got changed? How come the call name has now been changed to Kill Ryan?
Oh, Jesus, this guy over here. It was his first podcast? We're on number 61, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it's like you don't know things. Okay. Yes. So I thought overall the shows were good. I thought they were good. Like The Flash, I really liked The Flash ending, and I really liked Supergirl ending. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it is weird how Supergirl has become more interesting to me than Arrow. Because for a while I thought Arrow was really interesting. It kind of took a turn when the characters changed on me. I was like, yeah, all these characters are kind of new. They brought in a new team. I'm not super interested right now. But I also haven't watched much of this season. So.
Right. And they did the thing that we were talking about like throughout the times we've been watching it. It's all like, stop whining so much. Fucking get over and do this stuff. And some people have said, like the bad guys have said, like, hey, stop doing this thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so they actually like have like taken, you know, like, hey man, you whine a lot. He's like, hey, stop whining. But what I did like is the Stephen Amell, the Arrow guy, actually went on the Ninja Warrior course, like the first stage.
I missed it. I didn't watch it. I was gone at soccer practice.
Oh no, I missed it. Was that tonight or?
It was tonight for Red Nose Day.
Yeah, it was tonight.
I'll have to go on and watch that. That's cool. Yeah. He destroyed it.
Like he destroyed it, dude. Like I mean, your job is to act and work out all the time. You should probably be pretty good at holding onto things and doing pull-ups and shit like that.
Yeah, that's cool. I'd love to do that course. I think they should come to Minnesota because it's a high market, hot market these days, and we should have a Geeks Next Door episode of Ninja Warrior. All right, Ninja Warrior, if you're out there, we're ready to do it. We're ready for you.
We'll build a course in your backyard. Come on.
Oh, Adam, you can have. Me and you will throw ninja stars and throwing knives at things.
That's not part of the course.
Never throwing ninja stars and throwing knives at people.
I know.
I mean things.
At things, yeah. We have thrown it at each other.
True.
Okay, so tell me about this the Black Bolt or something that's also going to be on there, or some Black Lightning that's going to be on the next, but it's not going to be part of the universe. Why?
I think it's White Lightning.
What's up with that?
No, it's Black Lightning. We talked about it last week
a little bit. Why is it going to be part of the universe? I don't understand it.
I don't.
They haven't explained why.
I like interconnectivity. This is a new thing for me, I know, but I love everything to connect.
It's not.
Yeah,
I mean,
they have not explained why. Which is
it's an obscure DC hero, so I still haven't figured out why. Is it because he's older? Is it because it's set in a different time? I mean, it's modern day, but
that's never stopped them. You know, they have time travel.
A couple years behind. I know. I don't know why he doesn't want to connect it.
All right, maybe we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know, is it because it's like a mid-season replacement? I don't know. But, yeah. The other big DC news this week, though, is involves the Justice League movie. So Zack Snyder is the, or should I say was, the director and producer of the Justice League. But unbeknownst to the public, his like 20-year-old daughter passed away in March. Committed suicide, and he's been dealing with that for the last couple months, to the point where now he's had to step down from the project. So Joss Whedon, who was hired to write and direct the reshoots for it, will be finishing all the post-production on Justice League.
Uh-huh.
He's taking over that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be the man who has done who did the Avengers also is trying to fix Justice League.
So that is,
win it down, bring in the best of the best, I guess.
Bring in the guy who, you know, really made that Marvel connection for folks.
Hmm. Right, and as we have rated, the Avengers is the best Marvel movie.
It's true.
According to our completely, like, unbiased scientific.
And then, so Flash lost its director again. Is that true, or they're still looking for a director? What's going on with that movie? That movie scares me. I don't think that they should do that movie anymore. They don't need to have their standalones because this seems weird. That's like their fourth script or some shit they're going through.
I think they've even taken it off their projected schedule. Like it was replaced with Aquaman.
Yay!
Yes, Adam. Yes.
Aquaman is superior to the Flash.
How dare you!
So yeah, I don't think Flash is gonna get a standalone movie.
I'm sure he will just win.
But the behind the scenes dope is that they're trying to bring in Robert Zemeckis, to direct the Flash movie. Now it's all like, oh cool, the Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Back to the Future director. You know,
isn't he dead?
No, he's just he's just old.
No, he's dead. They're actually bringing him back from to life just for this director.
Flash is going back in time to bring him to the present to direct his movie.
Right.
That's kind of cool because he did bring some levity to those movies. So
right, he directs the most pretty cool comedies overall.
What was the first one you said? Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, that's what it was. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Rabbit, duck, whatever.
Right. Back to the Future. You know.
Please, like, Eddie!
Shaving a haircut. 2 bits. But so...
No tune can resist.
The dip. So there's just been some, like, we got our first official Game of Thrones Season 7 trailer.
I will say
it looked pretty fucking good.
The trailer is more interesting than the people sitting on their fucking thrones and looking off in the distance. This was much more interesting of a trailer.
Right.
Well, a lot of the actors have come out and said people are going to be surprised at how fast-paced Season 7 is going to be.
Bullshit.
Well, it's a lot.
They only got six episodes.
Yeah, I know. You get rid of a bunch of episodes. Seven. You gotta all of a sudden go a lot faster.
Yeah,
and you have a giant army that lands. They're not just going to hang out for weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah, they're going to go like, the Dothraki show up and they're like, hey, we have horses and our cool, swords. Let's just charge the nearest town.
Yeah, should be interesting. And I guess we should probably have Ryan's not going to partake of any conversation until he gets his shit in. So Ryan, we'll stop. We'll put a pause on everything so you can do your whatever the fuck you want to do. What are you doing? What's going on here?
Did he text you that? Because I saw that he was just sitting there looking at his phone.
Yeah.
No, I was actually just was watching and smiling at the beginnings of the trailer.
He texted me. He's like, you fucker, I'm not partaking in the conversation unless you let me do my audio shit.
Is that what
I figured
was?
It out. Oh. So if you go to call,
yeah,
the call on under the screen, and then go to share sound system. It's actually pretty easy.
Call.
Yeah, know where it is. So pretty cool. Answer pretty call. Handy.
Share system sound.
Sound
system.
Right.
Oh.
So, right. So everybody share their system sound. And we'll start separate videos at all different times.
Yeah, that could fuck shit up pretty good.
Please don't do that.
So, what I thought would be fun is, so I was listening to Pandora today for a moment. I was listening to my station, and a song came on. I recognized it, but I didn't know it. And it was a soundtrack, a theme to a movie that I liked.
Braveheart.
And I thought, hey, that one was a little... It wasn't Braveheart.
Star Wars.
I'll come to that in a second. But I thought, it's kind of, it'd be interesting to play some themes. Some of them are obvious, but some of them are tricky. Okay. And then you might...
Let's play a game real quick before Ryan does this, too.
Okay.
Ryan liked the theme, so it has to be a movie Ryan has seen.
Ooh, that narrows it down to like five movies. Right.
What movie I've does actually Ryan seen like?
Black Knight.
Black Knight?
Your dad is afraid.
Avatar? The Avatar, the audio is like an audio screensaver.
Fight Club? You saw Fight Club?
Fight Club? Oh, yeah.
All right, Ryan, go ahead and play it. We'll tell you which one of those three movies it is.
It's funny how I have a decent amount of films I've seen, but I have a short list of stereotype films that are associated with me. All right, so I'm going to play a song.
Racist.
These are all coming from the Philharmonic rendition, so it makes it a little bit more challenging. But tell me if you recognize it. This one is hard. I didn't know when I heard it, so tell me if you can hear it and if you know what it is.
Are you playing any music?
Yeah.
Ryan, I think you're muted.
Jaws. Fuck
you.
Are
you muted? Oh, it sounds familiar. That part right there.
No, it's Philharmonic. It's weird.
Hey, you guys can't talk.
It's an older classic.
When you talk, it cuts the audio out.
Yeah.
When I talk?
When anybody talks, it cuts the fucking audio out.
Oh, that makes it hard.
I was being quiet because it was more fun for it to go like... That's
up for me. Did you get that one, anybody? That one was really hard.
I didn't hear most of it. People were talking.
All right. That one was... I'll tell you, that one wasn't interesting enough to do again, but that was Dirty Harry. Let's do another one
what
here.
What the fuck? You're just going to do movies that are fucking obscure movies nobody likes?
Shh, that one was a challenge. Started out hard, I'll make it easy now.
God damn, do a DVD plotline movie turn about 50s movies from now on. You're fucked.
All right. Pause for a second, and let's see how this one sounds.
Seriously.
All right, you should have enough. This one's the easiest one on the list.
Really?
Hang on, let me get Shazam out to see if it can figure it out for me.
Hey, it doesn't have to be hard.
Hey,
to
wait,
be
wait, wait, wait. Adam, yeah. You missed it, but I bet
what I
you
missed?
Could guess what the movie soundtrack was.
Star Wars.
In like four chords.
Jaws, I already said that.
I know. That's why I said it, but Adam could get it. He already said it.
It's like one bass line. Jaws.
I actually think it's interesting that when there are some that you like, I don't really know what that is, and then some it takes one chord and you're like, it says something about the quality of the soundtrack. So this is another one you should know instantly, but it's good. Good shit. So now let's get to a little bit more. Yeah, this one I haven't listened to. It might be hard, but actually it might be easy. Let's try.
Hang on, before you get to it, that movie you just played, which was Rocky, which is awesome. Yeah. Can you name the female characters, the lead female character in that movie?
Yes.
You can. Yes. Oh, shut up, Brad. I know you can.
I could.
I don't know if Ryan's ever seen Rocky.
I have actually. Oh, damn you!
Damn you!
No, Ryan, you've seen Creed.
Yeah, I've seen it all. At all, many.
You've seen them all, huh?
Who's the other guy he fights?
Here's another one that might be obvious. I have not listened to it in a long time, so let's listen now. You guys know that one?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 2.
Classic movie from the old days. I think it's in the 80s. It's
old days.
back in the old days.
Home Alone?
Nope. It's extraterrestrial. E.T., the extraterrestrial.
That stupid fucking...
See, it's weird because some of them just don't connect. I don't know, you know, how...
Well, you didn't start it in the beginning. You started in the middle. Who knows the end of it?
This one is just
somehow
good.
You work beginning, middle, and end into that, and it didn't make any sense.
Shut your hole.
All right, there's a challenge one. Try this one out.
I know it.
Dave should know these.
I know this one.
This one, see, it wouldn't have been obvious to me, but the D's should know this one.
The D's.
The D's should know this one?
What is it?
Batman.
Batman.
The Dicks should know this one.
Batman, motherfucker.
The Daves.
Which Batman?
89.
Oh.
Yeah. Danny Elfman, the one that you're like, it's a Danny Elfman one.
Well, of course. 94% of the movies are Danny Elfman movies.
Let's find another one. That's fun.
She's all orchestral.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, on purpose, to make it a little harder. Here's the next one. This one's easy. But pretty good. That one, you guys know that one?
I'm stumped. Stumped on that one.
I didn't like it right either. You know that one? It's Jurassic Park. It gives us no chance to even...
You guys are kind of dicks, because if it's easy, you're just like, poof, I'm not going to say it. And then when I say it, you're like, okay, just say it. Just, you know,
Yeah, that's why you got to...
Like, either way. Yeah, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't.
Yeah, that's why you got to address, like, specific people. Otherwise, nobody will ever say anything. Except for Adam, who will just say random stuff. Ant-Man.
All right. This that's one strange. Might be tricky. Let's see what you can do.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Any idea on that one?
Yeah, it sounds like that one stupid home movie.
Oh,
no. I know I've heard it. I've definitely heard it. I'm having trouble placing the movie.
One of the best top three movies. Top three movies, Dave. For me.
Let's see. Would be Fight Club or Shawshank Redemption.
Alright, which one of those doesn't sound like
Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank.
That's right.
The third one, you just don't even care really about any of the third one.
You're like, yeah, which one of those two?
Which one's the third one?
I don't know. That's your problem. It's like
Black Knight.
No.
Alright, good job, Ryan. Maybe in the future you could have a segment set up and you're like, let's do this segment called Ryan's Recordings, and then we'll do that.
It's the best name ever.
I want to do one more.
Oh,
this is the one that Pandora popped up for me, and I wondered what it was.
Pandora?
But I liked it.
Is that a dog Pandora? Off of Pandora?
That's where you get unintanium.
Exactly. Come on, man. Where you been? Last one. Fuck you, Adam. Although well done at the same time.
Adam. You know, that's what Adam's been away. He's like, you know what? I gotta go out of town for a few days because I've got this thing that's gonna work out great.
I'm sorry, that was just for retirement.
I was confused.
And Adam's crying.
I was like, since when's with Benny Hill?
Adam broke himself too, which I appreciate.
It's true.
All right, here's the real one. That is
lame.
What are you talking about?
You know, nobody knows what that is. No, anyone? How about you, Chris? Recognize that at all? Did it bring back instant memories?
So are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Is it a space movie?
No.
Is it a fantasy movie?
Edward Scissorhands.
I just said that because I knew how space movies are fantasy movies.
They're sci-fi movies, but yeah.
Yeah, that. No, I don't know that. It does sound familiar, right? But I can't place it. But I'm terrible at placing music that's just audio or just random songs.
That was American Beauty.
Oh. Sure.
So anyways, I thought that was interesting.
Whatever you
some
say.
Of them are super obvious, and some of them are like, I recognize that, but I have no idea what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that some of the movies are like that. They were like, we want a big musical theme, and then we want some, or some were like, we want music that just supports the visuals that are on the screen,
right,
without being bombastic and out of place.
Mr. Fantastic,
so, yes,
or
exactly.
Mr. Boom.
But Ryan, now that you feel all pumped up on that, I wonder if you'll be saddened to know that even though Silicon Valley is going to get a fifth season, TJ Miller, Mr. Ehrlich Bachman, is not going to be.
Bachmania! Bachmania!
Bachmania! Bachmania!
He's stepping her down.
I actually am pretty sad about that. That's going to be a challenge for the show, because I think he is key to the current show's humor. I mean, the other guys are funny, but I think he's
brings
a
lot of character.
Yeah, he's a glue element, you know, because they always come back to the incubator. He's always there. He's always himself. So that'll be interesting. I mean, I think the funniest guy is Martin Starr. What's his name?
You have to speak in character references, because I don't know actors.
Right.
What's his name? And
he's a Satanist. Who does?
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
Right, he does all the server stuff and the server side stuff.
Sure, yeah, he's cool. I like him too.
Yeah, that sucks.
But who's what's his boy gonna do, man? His the Asian guy that won't leave his house.
Seafood.
That guy is the glue that holds the show together.
He's pretty funny. Maybe the guy that the three commas venture capitalist dude will come back into the picture. He was pretty funny when he was there.
Right. I'm only worth $999 million. That's only two commas.
It's true.
Pretty. Oh man.
Okay. Well, before we get into more things that are happening, let's go to our feature segment of the evening.
Guests?
No. Tonight we're talking about Ryan's second favorite movie, Total Recall. So, what we're going to do, and I thought we'll go around, we'll kind of go around one by one, and we'll talk about things that support the fact that Total Recall was all a dream, and we'll talk about things that support the things that they're not all a dream. And we'll just kind of throw things out there as we go. First of all, does anybody have a preference going, like, who here thinks it was all a dream? Raise your hand.
It was all a dream?
It was. No, okay. Who thinks the final scene at the final end credits was a dream? Okay. One and a half.
Which scene was that one?
Right, Adam doesn't want to throw his hat over the wall. He's like.
They walk up. They get blown out.
That's the one where they're standing on the hill.
And they're like,
right? Yeah,
all
the
atmosphere generator is going. Yes.
Okay. Didn't he wake up from that, like, whatever brain whatever thing? Or it never showed, did it?
Okay, let's start then.
It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
Before Adam gets into this too far, let's start.
And Chris?
Yes.
You gave us 12 hours and 17 minutes since that email.
Okay. So
Ryan didn't check it until. All
right, so. I'm not sure how to start here, actually. Does anybody want to start with some cursory information about what's happening with this movie, or what they think is happening?
Got to get your ass to Mars.
Right, that is important, get your ass to Mars. Quaid is a construction worker who has a decent home life, works a hard job, but he's always something in him dreams of going to Mars. There's political... No, it's like I think it might be Dennis Quaid. No. Whatever, but yes, he always dreams of going to his Mars and stuff like that. And his wife's all like, "Hey, man, this Mars is terrible. It's a terrible place to go. It's all crap. There's political unrest, all that stuff. We could go anywhere. We could go on a space cruise. That would be great. And there's this place called Recall that will let you, will put in memories into your brain of you taking a vacation or doing other things. And his buddy says, hey, don't go there. They're brain butchers. They'll give you a schizoid embolism.
All right, give me the plot of the movie. I don't want to watch the whole movie.
No, but I'm saying, and then what he does, and then things happen. I am up to date because I had time to watch it.
Okay, so talk to me about who, what you think about it, the whole thing being, what you think part is a dreamer, is not a dreamer, and why that is.
Okay, what I think is he goes to Recall, and he's like, hey, we can even give you things where, you know, you're not who you are. That's the one thing that's always the same when you go on vacation, is you're always you. You can go with somebody else. You can give you, like, this athlete, this secret agent. He's like, secret agent. Yeah. And so he goes into Recall. They start going, like, huh. First thing that gives you the clue is it says, like, huh, blue sky on Mars. That's a new one. And that is the first clue, I think, that, like, that is, because the blue sky on Mars is the ending of the movie, but it's also the ending of, it's like the last part of the dream that they're going to implant. Is the blue sky on Mars. There's one line that seems throwaway because other things are happening in that scene. And when he's making up the female, he's like, demure, sleazy. And it's Melina.
Athletic. Didn't he say athletic?
Yes.
But hang on. Okay, so he's make... during that scene,
yep.
he wants her sleazy. And you kind of see her picture, right, in that...
Yep.
But he's already dreamed of her before. So are you at
no,
that?
Well, we never see her face. That's the first time we see her face.
No,
because
we
all she
do. We no, see her on the first opening dream sequence. She's there, and he even says, "I dreamed of her before I went to Recall." So even if we didn't see it, he's telling us he's
right.
dreamed of her beforehand.
Right. So that's why I'm thinking it's a dream, because I'm thinking, like, if there was, like, 2 more minutes to that movie, he would wake up in the Recall thing, and everything having up to that point was like, you know, been the simulation.
Okay. I think so. That's the way you come down. Does anybody else have any thoughts about this?
I think the only dream part is actually the very end.
Really?
Because I think they actually die choking on no air.
Interesting.
And then they're dead, and this is just kind of their dream state.
Why do you
think
this?
Oh, look, we saved the day, but we really didn't.
Why do you think this?
I wish I could say exactly.
Okay.
So for most of the movie, I don't think is in a dream state, mainly because of the scene where he starts freaking out on the Recall, like when they're implanting the memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's all like, oh, you know, oh, put, you know, what'd you do? What you know, yelling at them for removing
right. That was verbatim.
Memory.
That was verbatim.
Yeah, he goes like,
what'd you do?
You blew my cover.
Yeah, I didn't watch it tonight. I was busy. I just remember, you know, what actually happened, which is probably a lot more than Ryan.
Ryan's got this.
It's a smack across the face.
Ryan's watching it right now.
But because of all that kind of sequence, to me, it doesn't feel like he's dreaming during that state. That it really is actually happening. But for some reason, I just don't believe that they have blue sky on Mars at the end.
Okay.
Adam or Ryan, do you have anything?
Yeah, okay. I do. I really believe that Deckard was a replicant.
Jesus Christ, I hate Ryan.
There's the red in his eyes in the one scene. I didn't see, you pointed out. But the unicorn dream is key, and right. I just think it also, his lack of backstory without...
I'm hovering over the hang-up button, just so everyone knows.
What?
What movie are you talking about?
You can disagree with me, Chris, but that's
Blade Runner. But on the second thing, that's why I think they did a really good job of leaving it up there is normally when you're having a dream, you're involved in the dream and you wouldn't see things that you don't see.
Right.
But we see, as the audience, we see things that he would never know.
Right. So that's what always confused me. I was like, if this is a dream, how does he know all the stuff that's happening off screen? Or why are we privy to that when it's his dream? Right. You know what I mean? I'm confused by it. It happens all the time. Happens many times in the movie where something happens that he doesn't see, but we do see.
Right.
Which I think is weird. So I don't know. Like, is the movie trying to lie to us at that point? Or is it just saying, what's the point there?
I think it is. I think it's like a movie's way of having, like, what books do sometimes is have, like, the unreliable narrator, sure, who's explaining things, and then you find out that narrator is totally not, like, the information we're getting is not, you know. But I'm also thinking that that would make me feel like if you're implanting someone into something into someone's mind for your story to make sense, you're going to need, like, the story. Or, you know, to fit the plot and everything.
I buy that. Here's what I have an issue with is, okay, so they say we popped a memory cap when he's freaking out at recall.
Yep.
And they say, you stupid bitch or whatever. He's just living out the point. And she says, we haven't implanted that yet. We haven't implanted this whole sequence yet. Something, he's actually been to the agency. Is that part of the experience?
I think it is, because that would be... that would be like him figuring out like all this stuff. Like I think that would add to the pushing him in his like the plot of his character. It's like all this stuff is pushing him towards the destination.
Putting in the paranoia.
Right, to push him to get to Mars. Him to
investigate further.
Sure, but okay. So and then the sequence with the doctor, the head doctor from Recall that we see in the advertisement. When he comes to his room and he's like, take this pill.
Right.
I find it weird that a company would be like, we're going to sell you a secret agent thing and you're going to be the secret agent. It's going to be great. And then the whole movie, they're trying to convince you you're not a secret agent. You know, I find that it's like, go pay to be this guy. But the entire time I'm paying to be that guy, people are trying to convince me I'm not that guy. That seems a bit weird to me. Like, why would they be doing that? I find it more plausible that they hired that fucker with a lot of money to come try to convince him.
Right.
Yeah.
But just on a slight tangent on this, what color pill was it?
It was red.
Blue.
It was a red pill, which is fucking totally the Matrix thing where it's like, take this red pill and you'll wake up.
Right.
And everything will happen. And sure. Everything, you'll see the real world.
But the Matrix came on like many years after, so that I don't think that
happened. Which is super cool. It's like, if you're going to lift from cool things.
True.
So, but I just, like, even, and it's funny, it's like, I don't know if they try to do this, like, the director says, it's like, oh, the director's like, oh, of course it's a dream, it's more fun, and then Arnold's like, in the same commentary, is like, no, it's all real.
Right.
Which is, makes it more fun to say, like, these two people who both had, like, a huge part in making the movie have both disagree on what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it is.
There's a few things also that I remember that I wanted to get your guys' opinion on. One that's just fun is that the little illusion device that makes him like an extra of him, you know, or whatever, a holographic image of him. For the only time he really uses it, he says, you think this is the real Quaid?
It is.
But I think that's cool. Like, is he talking to us in the movie? You think this is really me? Or is he talking, I think that's a little subtle thing there that I picked up a little later. And another one that I was thinking about is who's the dude, the two-headed alien dude?
Quato.
So Quato is interesting because he's two people in one.
Yep.
Like he is, but also like the duality of, is this real or is this a dream?
Right. And for whoever's going to be in charge, the other one basically has to go into has to go to sleep.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's why, I think they do a really good job of making you think, what is it? What's going on? Is this, and it can, is it a dream or is it real? I mean, the actual movie, I think the last line of the movie is, what if this is all a dream? And then she says, like, kiss me or something like that.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. And that little stinger music at the end where it's like,
yep, yep.
Yeah, and it's just like,
the recall music.
Ah, we got you.
Yeah.
Or did we?
Yeah, I don't know. I've always come down on the fact that I think it's real, simply because I find the movie more enjoyable that way. But I don't know that it matters, honestly. I think you can have fun with this movie either way, and it kind of says more about you, what you like more, if you think it's more a dream or a reality. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. I mean, there's a few things, like, you know, like, why would that the doctor that gets injected in there be scared if it wasn't real?
Right.
Like, stuff like that.
What,
you know, there's
programmed.
Right. to do that.
Yeah, no.
Sure, but yeah, it's like, and the thing is, I'm really, like, that's why I really like that movie a lot. It's just, it's smart, but it's an Arnold movie, so it's like, it has all the awesome Arnold things that you could possibly want, like him, like, punching dudes so hard that their, like, blood shoots out, like, when, and it's just really, I just think it's a really classic Arnold movie of when he was in his heyday. And
yeah. Well, I also think it was really one of his best, like, put-together movies as far as making you think what the hell's going on, instead of it just being this, you can watch it both ways. You can watch it as, oh, it's a cool action movie and he's doing shit, or you can, you know, what we're doing right now, kind of break it down and analyze it and see what you think, what you get out of it. So that's right. That's why I've always liked it. So. Okay, is everybody okay with it being both, or do people still adamantly determine that it is one way or the other?
Nope. I think it is, I believe it is a dream or a implanted memory, but it does not bother me if it is real.
What year did it come out? 89 or
90.
I don't know.
2011.
I just haven't seen all the evidence that really pushes me towards this was definitely a dream. You know what I mean? That's why I've always wanted to be convinced of that. I've always wanted, convince me it's a dream, for Christ's sake. And the movie can't quite do it, as far as I'm concerned.
It's totally Bob Newhart. I don't think there's enough evidence one way or the other to push you in that direction. And I think that's what makes it such a good movie, is that it lets you come to a choice by yourself, but it's not pushing you in those directions.
All right. And the next music segment we have, just so you know, Ryan, I will not be partaking for you, because go fuck yourself.
What did I do?
Are you going to enjoy the conversation or help it out or talk about it or anything?
I just want to sit there
and be like, oh, Decker was a replicant.
I don't remember anything about the movie.
You don't remember anything about this movie?
Like, almost nothing. I remember the remake.
You remember the remake?
Barely.
God, the remake was so horrible.
I don't remember the remake.
I was saying this. I think this is one of those movies I don't think I've ever actually watched. I think I only saw snippets when, like...
What's a snippet?
When there's on. Like, when I'm, like, look and it's on for a second, but I wasn't watching and I catch a piece of it. But I don't think I've actually ever seen the movie.
Interesting.
Like, it's true. For
our listeners out there, any email to ridicule Ryan for not watching Total Recall can be sent to the Geeks Next Door at...
I think you can find previous audio recordings of me saying, I think we should watch that sometime. And
I think that
would be
Blade
a good
Runner.
Thing to do. But that was true of Blade Runner as well. So that's why I don't have anything to say, because I don't have anything to say. Not like, because I wouldn't say it if I did.
So everything we've been talking about, nothing sparked for you. Nothing, no scene like you remember seeing, nothing like that.
I remember
you're
him
a blank
going
image.
To the... In the remake, I remember...
Not the fucking remake!
I'm just saying, in the remake, I remember...
We're not talking about the remake.
Wait, you asked me a question, I'm answering. I remember...
No, I asked you, is A plus B, C, and you're like, fuck you, A, number 465391.
Do you remember
the original movie?
No,
you remember
I don't.
Nothing about it, no matter what we've been talking about. None of these scenes make sense to you.
They make sense from the remake.
I hate you so much.
What can I say? It's the truth. I don't remember it.
All right, let's move off this segment before I fucking crawl from the screen and punch Ryan fucking the ring style.
I told you, you should have given me, like, even if you give me a couple days, so there's, like, at least one evening, I could have potentially watched it.
I know. You're too busy going through music sections and figuring out what music is.
This episode really needs to be titled The Day Ryan is Killed, or something similar.
No, we'll kill him.
The Day That Ryan Breaks the Podcast.
Alright, well,
I sound just demonic.
I didn't realize you had zero information about this. We could have left it for next week or something. Right. Had I known you know zero information about it.
I tried to communicate that in my email response, but I perhaps wasn't.
No, I don't think that even came up.
What I got from your email was I thought you were typing in a dream, so I thought, like, oh, I'm typing this in a dream, so I know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, moving on. What else we got? Let's talk about something cool. What do we got to talk about?
Well, I see your towel, and it is honorary. It's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Towel Day.
Sweet. I love towels. They're my favorite.
Number 42.
You should never go anywhere without a towel.
Exactly. You should never go anywhere. Ryan? Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is a funny book, which is written. I know, like, humor doesn't always translate well to the written word for you, but
one of the things he uses, and he says the most useful thing is
I did read that
fucking towel.
You never leave home without a towel.
Never leave home without a towel. I got one in my car.
You can roll it up. It can be a pillow. You can wear it. You can wear it as a blanket. You can use it as a weapon.
It's one of the first things I remember Dave discussing with me.
Yeah. Ryan does not remember the book, but he remembers the remake. So we'll go from there.
But I actually read that part of the book. I read the beginning.
A similar thing. I put a link in, and this company, Waverly Labs, has developed a thing you put in your ear. And it actually, in both ears, but and stuff like that. But it'll actually translate languages on the fly and speak it into your ear. It is almost a babblefish. It's like $235
Wait, right now. How does this work? And what's the fucking lag time and shit? I want to know how this works.
That's we gotta order one first.
This is amazing.
And then I gotta start speaking to you in Klingon.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing that that actually works, and we have a technology to instantaneously.
Right.
Maybe with a little lag, translate languages and shit.
Right now there's 15 languages. They have the romance languages up right now. So, French, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, stuff like that. Because I think those are all based very similarly, so it can translate a lot faster.
I want Chinese.
And that is what they're working on now. Yeah. They're working on the East Asian languages and stuff like that. But, there's a few videos up that are on their website where it's like a... They have a native French speaker speaking to an English person back and forth, and it is, it's pretty quick. So, but that's really cool that you could just have this in and you can go and it translates and speaks it back into your ear, and you're like, okay.
And I think that's neat, but I'm waiting for step two where they're like, just fucking put it in your head. Once it subdermally just sits here and does everything, that'd fucking be amazing.
I would let him do that.
I know you would. I know you would.
Now, that would be super cool, like that. And then, step three would be where it also you can read. You'll be able to read foreign languages too. Like it, you can be like, okay, Google Glass it, which probably translates it for you.
Sure, but that's what I mean. Is that this? It seems like a really small step to move from it works in your ear to it works just behind your ear, implanted kind of, or something like that, near the eardrum. Right. And that doesn't seem like that far-fetched, honestly. And I think that's kind of neat. What movie do we watch where people are starting to make biomechanical upgrades and it's cool and everybody does it? Ghost in the Shell, right? Ghost in the Shell.
It looks like it. I was thinking about it. I was assuming it had to use the cloud or do the translation offline. And currently, it is unable to work offline.
Right.
So they do send the messages to their server, process them, and send them back. I think that's how most of the Google and Apple shit works today. But they do say there'll be an offline version. I can see in the future where that they could embed that. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they. So it's going to start out software, and then when they get really good, they'll be able to build hardware accelerated language. Natural language processing stuff, and when they do that, which this is the first step, when they do that, then it'll be almost instantaneous, and we'll be able to be offline.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we'll be pretty badass, actually.
Yeah.
Although I wonder how bad it is. It's probably monkey,
monkey turbo death car.
Death car. Yeah. Yeah.
Donkey, donkey, donkey.
Donkey, donkey, donkey.
What did you mean when you wrote donkey, donkey race car?
Karate Monkey Death Car.
Yes. Oh, Karate Monkey
Death Car. Yeah, I don't know. But you can also have like a little hotspot embedded into your spine or something, so you can always be online.
Right.
The other thing is, if you had two of these, because it comes in pairs, if you had one in one ear, could you give the other one to the other person? Would it translate automatically if you like saw some random Russian person on the street? Because we're turning into Russians now. If you saw a Russian on the street and were like, hey, put this in your ear, I will talk to you. Would it work?
They'd probably work as a pair, so they'd just be hearing English translated to Russian. Or they'd hear Russian translating to what your English, yeah. But
yeah, maybe.
It'd be weird if they could somehow, you only need one and the other one does the reverse of what you want to do. Like, why do we make it that way? So one year you're getting English, one year you're getting Russian.
Is it, it Bluetooth to the app and the app specifies the language.
The translation. Yeah, that's
cool.
And if it keeps getting better and better because, you know, everyone speaks slightly differently. Doesn't like speak with the perfect, you know, doesn't speak perfect English or perfect French, or they speak with their specific dialect of French or dialect of Italian. So it would be cool if it got smarter and smarter as the more people used it, learned dialects within those languages.
Right. Yeah, it says right now it can't handle really thick accents, but that is something that they're working on.
So racist. So racist. It can't handle black people.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Oh, Ryan, you never should have told that.
Ryan, dang, Ryan.
Yeah, way to fuck the podcast from now until eternity.
It's a good thing we have the video going so we can have Ryan's picture associated with what he says.
I don't.
But, so I thought that was really cool. I thought it was some technology. I thought Ryan Thomas Technology Corner.
I like
his second, segment that can be can be attached to.
I got another Ryan Thomas Technology Corner. Everybody know CRISPR? 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 Chris is talking about CRISPR.
Pretty amazing.
I learned it from Chris.
They're doing a lot of cool things with it.
They're doing a lot of awesome things, right?
Yeah.
So right now, CRISPR is being tested out in mice and lab rats. And it has attacked and killed the HIV virus and Zika viruses, which is pretty badass. And they're saying that the next thing they're doing is targeting cancer viruses
or cancer cells. Yeah, there's no reason not to. Yeah, that's why when they were talking about this, I don't know if anybody remembers, the Radio Lab was like 5 years ago. So,
yeah,
they did like 3 episodes of it.
Well, the original was like 5 years ago, but you got the sense that these scientists were fucking excited as shit. And scientists aren't usually super excited, but you got the sense that they knew where this technology is going to go and that it's fucking amazing.
Like, I just think it's
like that they're scared, though, too.
Well, yeah, like, yeah. With great power comes Spider-Man.
Yes,
we all know this.
Right, with great power comes like, oh shit! What if we like release this thing and it does something that we have no like unintended consequences for? Like, how do we like do that?
We'll adapt. We got technology.
But it's the thing that allows you to modify DNA in place in
genes.
Living things.
Turn on genes and off genes. And
genes.
Shit.
Yep.
So,
genes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then attach.
Yeah, is that a matter of modifying the DNA, or is it done by some other means?
Well, what it does is it goes in there. Yeah, it goes in there. That cell goes in there and attaches itself and adjusts those, turns on and off genes, right? But it also gives itself the replicating nature, so then that cell, the next set of cells will have that CRISPR thing attached to the cell already, so it makes sure that you don't just kill one generation of like whatever cancer. The next generation of cancer would show up without that. You have to keep injecting with CRISPR to get rid of the cancer, but it self-replicates to make sure that cancer doesn't come back.
So the example that they give is that they can take a mosquito, turn off its ability to reproduce. Well, no, how was it? I can't remember that.
Yep, that's what it was.
So no, I think they would. Didn't they change the gene in it so that they have one mosquito that would go out and mate with other mosquitoes and it would essentially make them sterile? So there would be no way for them to reproduce. Eventually, it would wipe out the whole species type of thing.
Right. But they make sure
that's why they're scared, by the way.
Correct.
Yes. Because what they want to do is, like, they want to be... Because if you just had it and ingest it into one thing, whatever that mated with and reproduced, it would be in the next generation, but it wouldn't go on one further generation unless they found a way to replicate the CRISPR like thing itself.
Killing
right,
itself.
Right, and that's the thing is, like, yeah, so they need to, so they're trying to make it so it, like, it'll last for a certain amount of generations and then it will destroy itself, so it won't wipe out things completely. Like mosquitoes, if you put it in mosquitoes, you wouldn't wipe them up because you need mosquitoes to feed birds and birds to feed other things and so on and so forth. But it's really cool that there are people that go like, oh yeah, we could figure out ways to put these things in there and just get rid of some of the worst diseases ever.
Yeah, that is cool. Which ones did you say were on the list that they... Oh, the HIV and...
Zika right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've also... I can't remember what they previously worked on, but it's awesome technology. And all it is rewriting a cell, and that's it.
It's really very funny. Simple. Right, it's really funny because we say it's very simple to read. It's like, we're just rewriting a cell. You're just rewriting genomes and stuff like that. But it's probably like one of the most complicated things around, but it's simplistic in like what it needs to do. It needs to do basically one thing. It's not a multi-step process.
I'm sure, like, in order to identify the particular gene and remove that from the DNA... So that's got to be super challenging. And then on top of that, you need to build it such that it replicates itself.
Yes.
So all that, like, that seems really hard. But I guess once they figure out, like, sort of the framework, so, you know, they probably have this really complicated, you know, protein or whatever it is that can be encoded, you know what I mean, now that they have the structure for it. And now they can just print them out, and boom, you got your sort of... virus that kills genes. Yeah, it's pretty cool, but I can see why they're scared. Especially if that technology got to be super accessible. And someone was like, I'm just going to turn off some gene today.
The Chinese, I think, were working on a bunch of shit too, and that kind of scared our scientists because they weren't sure how they were dealing with it. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've listened to it.
They have slightly different rules on dealing with human trials and stuff like that. Because once something gets released into humans, that's where problems are.
But come on, it's China. They got a billion people. They're definitely using it on people.
Yes. Yeah, I know. They have entire like places where they're like, oh, cool, we're going to breed pure gymnasts. Yeah. And they're not going to learn how to speak. They're not going to like learn English, learn any languages besides do flips.
Like, you go ahead and use your rats, America. We got people that we just leave here and do genetic tests on. Don't worry about it. All right, cool. Glad to see that's still going and kicking.
Right.
Heck yeah, it's getting Steam too.
Yeah, Steam's cool. I like it. It updates for me every night.
Right. Yep. I do like the Steam client a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Netflix is... They are making a Castlevania, it's animated, but a Castlevania show, which is pretty interesting that it's Castlevania, and just, I only thought of the games.
I don't remember that being a plot-thick thing.
Remember there's Simon Belmont, and he had a whip?
That's what I remember.
And he was going to kill Dracula.
That's what I remember.
That's the plot. That's the plot, bro.
Is there anything else? You need anything more?
I mean,
if you
think about it, that gives them complete leeway to do whatever they want with it.
Double jump. They need double jumps, right?
So. Definitely double
jumps. The only thing I think is a real requirement is double jumps.
If they don't have double jumps, I'll be very disappointed. If they do have double jumps, I might watch the show.
Agreed.
But, but the guy who's doing it is like some weird Indian dude. Like, who made a ton of movies fake movies. They're not really fake movies, but short movies on the internet. Like, he made a Power Ranger, like a rated R Power Rangers movie for YouTube, and he made a Punisher one for YouTube and stuff like that. So he got his job by basically making low-budget movies that he didn't actually have the rights to make for YouTube. Then someone gave him money. And we're like, okay, cool. And then they gave him money to make the first one of the first executive producer things that he made that made money was like he did the Dread movie because he made a Dread short film. So they were like, hey, we'll give you money to make an actual Dread movie. So it's really cool that, like, you just do something. If you do it enough, someone might go, hey, you want real money to do it? And he's like, yes, I want real money to do it. So perseverance seems to be this man's, you know, MO. It's just keep making stuff and someone will eventually give me money to make it.
Seems like a good thing to do. All right.
Yeah, that's a lot of the stuff that I had.
That's cool. Speaking of video games, Red Dead Redemption 2 has been delayed to the spring of 2018. It was supposed to come out this fall. Screenshots look amazing. The detail to it.
Do I have to buy a PlayStation for that?
You would need some sort of video game console at your house, Adam, which you don't. So
no,
you got a PC.
Can I play it on Steam?
No,
damn it,
believe not.
Well, who is it being released by? It's a PlayStation.
No. It's gonna be on both, but it's Rockstar, the guys who did all the Grand Theft Auto games.
Well, sometimes they release them on computer as well, PC platform. We'll see.
It might come later, but it won't originally come out
Your mom comes later.
Well, tell her I said hi.
Okay, maybe I'll play this game. I didn't play the first one. Everyone's like, oh my god, it was amazing. That game ever. And they drool. So maybe I'll play this one.
Well, just because Dave and I drool does not... Anyway.
Well, this
I
what,
played it.
This is
it
what happened awesome. With fucking... That's a game I played like 3 years late that everyone says was amazing. With dragons and you stab them.
Skyrim?
Yeah, Skyrim was fine, but I wasn't like, drooling all over the place.
Yes.
Well, that's because the technology caught up.
You paid it 3 years later, like at the time.
I disagree. My best games are fucking what you would consider 30 years ago in technology time.
Right, and you do drool over them. You're like, oh my god, like I totally had a daughter, and then I married this daughter to this guy. And then I guess what I did.
It's so much fun.
And then now his kingdom is now my kingdom.
Yes.
You can understand how cool that is.
Crusader Kings 2 is amazing. Everyone should play.
And that's what you do. You say that you do the exact same thing, except your games are just, like, they require way more, like,
computing power.
Into how not necessarily computing power, because, like, the graphics aren't usually all that great. It's, like, a lot of little guys moving back and forth, and then some numbers going up.
The numbers are the best part.
Right, and the flag planting here, and then all of a sudden a different guy comes and plants a different flag over that guy's flag, and now it is.
It's amazing. Yeah, those games are awesome because they're not about just conquering, they're about character development. Character development is the way to go. It's awesome.
But aren't you like, aren't you filling in the character development yourself?
To a certain extent. You only get one character. The rest of the world is populated by other characters, which you can't really control.
So. Can't you? But you can breed everybody out, though.
No. Right? You can breed out like races and stuff, yeah. Or you could, like I did, I turned Ireland into a race of gnome or dwarves. Yep. They're all dwarves. It's awesome. Not like dwarves with beards, but they're half humans, you know, dwarf, what we would consider a dwarf.
Yeah. That's racist.
Pretty sweet. You gotta inbreed a lot of people.
They dug too deep.
Not those dwarves.
They get +4 versus giants, so that's pretty sweet.
They like hammers.
They get like half the lifespan of a normal human, unfortunately.
Yeah, but they breed fat. They breed more, so they're like little rats.
Why are you so racist against dwarves? Oh, I'm sorry, midgets or little people, whatever the fuck they call themselves.
Yeah, whatever midgets. They want.
God damn it.
What are your guys' thoughts on Johnny Depp playing the Invisible Man?
What?
Lamont Cranston?
The worst secret in the world. Universal finally came forward with their lineup for their monster movie franchise.
Oh.
Called Dark Universe.
Who's asking for this? I want to know. Besides Walt Flanagan, who the fuck is asking for this shit?
They're like, we can't get into the comic book scene, so we'll just bring back our movie franchise and we'll put Tom Cruise as this guy who can't die. Russell Crowe is Dr. Jekyll.
Who's the guy?
Javier Bardem will be Frankenstein's monster. And Johnny Depp is to play the Invisible Man. And
who's
then
the guy that can't die?
That Sophia person is. Tom Cruise.
The Mummy.
Oh, what's his name, though?
Jack Reacher is the Mummy.
Tom Cruise's intrepid adventurer, Nick Morton. Morton Salt.
What the fuck is that?
CEO of Morton Salt. Obviously.
I think
when they bring back the creature from the Black Lagoon, let me know.
That's when Adam will get some buy-in.
Fucking, that's my favorite movie. Not part of like the Dark Monster Universe. Movie. Because I made out to that movie so many times back in the day.
What was his name?
Chris.
But hang on. It was a good time. These monster movies were original. They were comic books at one point as well, or are they not considered comic books?
No, they were the black and white movies from like the 30s.
Okay. 30s and 40s.
They had to make comic books based off those things, though, didn't they?
It's before comic books.
But later on, they probably did.
Well, they didn't make them. They did Dracula, because Dracula's Bram Stoker, like, you could do that. You could make a Frankenstein comic. You could make, you know, an Invisible Man comic. You'd make all these comic books, but they're not like... And the funny thing is, I think the Universal Monsters were already a connected universe, because didn't they have, like, a...
Yes.
Fucking Laurel and Hardy versus the fucking Universal Monsters?
Yep. Yes.
Who's the Wolfman? Is there a fucking Wolfman?
They have not cast a Wolfman yet. And you'll also notice that there's no Dracula, because their Dracula movie from a couple years ago bombed.
What movie was that?
It was with the guy who played Two-Face.
It was called Dracula, though?
In The Dark Knight.
Dracula 2015, maybe? Dracula Reborn? I don't remember this movie ever come out. Is it Dracula Untold in 2014?
I don't remember. I'd have to search.
Alright.
Speaking
of bombing, holy shit. When we don't see a movie, I guess it bombs, because my god, did that movie bomb. That fucking movie I wanted to go to, but Dave was like, don't go without me!
You were like, hey, let's go at lunchtime.
Hey, I don't want to hear it.
Which movie?
Fucking King Arthur.
King Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I wonder if it was good, though. I kind of still want to see that.
I bet you it was. I like Sam Raimi. I like what he does with movies and characters and shit. I bet it was really good, but it got destroyed. Like, ridiculous. Like, more than I've ever seen a movie get destroyed in a long... Like, Kevin Smith type of getting destroyed.
Now we should see that in support of the destroyed movie, and because
I tried, like it was just it was 175 production, the 175 million to make, and you know they don't count like advertising, which is usually around 50% of the budget. So you have to look at like almost 300 million they put into it, and worldwide they're under a million. I mean, they're just got domestic 30 million. It opened to $30 million. That is like shit. I mean, come on. If we would have went, it might have went crazy.
Average rating, 4.6 out of 10.
Ooh.
But I really think people go to see movies for the wrong reasons sometimes, well, you know?
So the critics give it 28%, right? But when you look at the audience, it's scoring at 78%.
Yeah, that's usually an indication that it's better than what it's... scenes, because critics are fucking douchebags.
and that's been kind of the knock on this weekend's release, or was it last weekend? Baywatch.
That's this week.
Yeah, like a lot of critics tomorrow? Are knocking it down, and another critic.
I want to go see.
You want to go see it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Does a 11:10 show work for you? No, obviously not 11:10. I meant
works for me, man. I'm gonna probably take tomorrow off.
Why not? Ryan, you only got a couple.
While you have tomorrow off, here's what you need to do: is watch fucking. You just turn in.
Had I had today off, I would have.
You had 12 hours.
Why don't you just turn in your keys at work and just say,
pay me out
the next 2 weeks. I'm done.
Right, dude. You're like on the last gasp.
The worst thing is they won't give him money for his unused vacation. Just fucking use it all, baby. Use it all.
They're not gonna pay it out.
They won't buy stacks.
Start throwing stacks at the fucking strip club during the afternoon. Hey, they got good shrimp.
Here's my keys. Here's my badge. Peace.
Right, like, dude, you should try and, like, see what you should oppospace the shit out of that and just fucking start, like, fucking beating up a printer and shit. And...
You know, I'm going to have to have you come back. I'm kind of busy here. I got a meeting with the Bobs later anyways.
Yeah, what could we do to make you happy? I don't know. See, I sell a few more things. I don't see a dime.
You're speaking Ryan's language right now.
Right, look at him. He's
like yeah! I don't see a dime. I push a few more units.
I actually seriously was going to take tomorrow off. So
what do you got? Like you got what? Like 4 days left?
I got...
Seriously. You got like 4 days.
Tomorrow and then 4 days next week. So
all right.
Yeah.
5 days.
So around 2:30, if you like going to the gym, like send me a text. I'll be heading over there. I'm sure that you can get your swell on. That's what Ryan looks like at the gym. You guys haven't seen him, but he's like, it's awesome.
I wish they didn't make you pay to go to gyms, and I wish when you didn't pay that they didn't try to sell you on a membership.
Sure.
Or I wish they had a simple way to pay for one-time visits. Like
they do, most places bucks. Do.
Yeah, they should too, and then that would be cool because then you'd be like, yeah, I'll pay $10. Cool. Yeah. Play some basketball, whatever. They want to steal all your money, get you coming continuously, so you can be healthy.
Wait a minute, you're saying very average, more logical things.
Yeah.
So Ryan, what would your typical day ever
be? Yeah, I come in about 9, zone out for about 20 minutes or so.
It's like 2 hours.
No, zone out for about 2 hours, yeah, that's right.
What do you mean zone out? Well, it looks like I'm working. Alright. Anything else? Anything else out there? Or can we call it an evening?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Okay. I got some D&D plotline movie trivia, but I think I'll save that for next week, because I know... We went a little long with Ryan's audio verse going on and everything.
Yeah, like one too many.
That would have been cool if like you would have sent us like an update that you wanted to do that so we could have prepped ourselves and got ready.
Yeah.
You didn't need to get ready.
If I had today off, I could have listened to fucking themes to movies, I'm just saying.
And got ready, right?
Philharmonica.
Just like Chris gave me 12 hours to make sure to watch like Total Recall and be up to date on it. You didn't give me no time, Ryan. Come on.
Yeah, next time I'll warn you.
Sounds good.
For the pop quiz.
All right, and next
pop
time...
Pop quiz hot shot.
Ooh, good God. All right, until next time, if you want to yell at us, our email address is... Oh, I got to sneeze. I'm going to give us our email address.
GeeksNextDoor@gmail.com.
Yep, that's it. Facebook page has the same name, Geeks Next Door, and we are awesome. Until next week, later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.